Hello, CSU, and welcome to the August Staff Council Podcast. My name is Stanley Jones over in Institutional Research, and today is my Staff Council group.
I'm Ashley Lee from University Advancement.
Mike Stewart, Gilruth Police.
LaShika Thomas from Campus Rec.
That's right. So we're here to update you on what's going on in the month of August. Let's dive right in to some updates from ROTC. In ROTC, Lieutenant Colonel Carlos Locke has retired.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and we have a new professor of military science, Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Miller. So welcome, Joseph Miller. Also, the summer commissioning ceremony will be held on August 15th at 1:30 in the Lumpkin Center President's Room, and everyone is invited. So feel free to attend if you're able to. That's a pretty good deal. Residence life. Let's talk about what's going over in the dorms. So River Park move-in day is actually August 6th. That's right. It's literally right around the corner, guys. The students will be flocking back to campus, and then main campus August 8th. So don't be alarmed if you see trucks and furniture and people running around everywhere, because it's going to get crazy for a few weeks. But that's why we're here. So that's coming up pretty soon. Don't forget also, obviously, classes start this month as well. Ashley, you want to talk to us about what's going on with the library?
Yes. So as many of you know, starting on July 16th, we started to have some renovations going on in the library. Those are still happening right now. So if you need to visit the library, kind of be anticipating some noise and lots of activity on the first and second floors. Also, be considerate that there are going to be trucks and diesels still in that parking lot area. And if you need to visit the library, do use the Einstein's entrance. And do we know, is Einstein's open right now?
Last time I checked, they were.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're still chugging along in there. Obviously, it's a little harder to get to, but yeah, I think they're still open.
Okay, fantastic. I will wear a hard hat if I need to get my bagel. So that's good to know.
Just be careful.
Yeah. Thanks, Ashley. Okay, let's see. Mike, you want to talk to us about what's going on with some bowling?
Yeah, come roll with us. Cougars, come roll with us. We're trying to start our bowling league, okay? And we're going to have a date of August the 12th. So August 12th at 7 p.m., we're going to be meeting at Bolero. That's at 1636 Bradley Park Drive. We're going to have an open house. We're going to go down there. We're going to bowl, have some good fun, and then we can talk about what we want to do as far as our league. So if you guys are interested, please come out. Let's have a good time. Let's set this up so we can get it kickstarted. I want to get it started off in September. So we got a lot of information we need to go over. So please come out and attend. I hope we can get a good showing.
That sounds great, Mike. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. I'm terrible at bowling, but like you've stated before, it doesn't really matter. It's just about having fun, right?
That's it.
All right, man. That's awesome. Thanks.
This is a family-friendly event, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Nice. Yeah.
Most definitely. So bring them out.
That's great.
Come roll with us.
It's nice to have some downtime. Ashley, what's going on with the Leadership Institute?
So the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum is coming up. So for those who don't already know, this is a really outstanding event. We bring world-renowned speakers, and we have a different theme each year. And the theme for this year is science. And so this year, all of the Jim Blanchard Leadership Forum is going to be streamed live in University Hall on main campus for faculty, staff. All you have to do is show up with your CSU ID. So the science of leadership, with speakers including the first African-American woman in space, Susan Cain, author of Quiet, and Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired magazine. So that's going to be on August 26th and the 27th. And so the times for the live stream will be 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the 26th, and then 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 27th. So definitely tune in if you can to hear what these speakers have to say. I'm sure it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, that sounds very interesting. And I like the idea that you guys are streaming it, because it's hard to get over there sometimes. So the idea that it's streaming, I think, is really going to help people enjoy it. I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Now let's pass it over to LaShika. What's going on with staff council at the USG level?
All right. So locally for our staff council, the very first meeting is going to be August 14th at 10. It is a Wednesday, which is a little bit different than our normal first Thursdays. But the new executive board decided that the first one would be on Wednesday, August 14th, and then they'll get back to the regular program. And then at the USG staff council level, the very first meeting is August 21st from 10 to 11:30, and that is going to be a Zoom WebEx. And all of the staff councils are always open to any staff So if you just want to hear what's going on at the local or at the USG level, please just come out or tune in.
That's a good point, LaShiga. You guys can show up to these staff council meetings because, I mean, we talking about everything that affects you guys. So if you want to come and enjoy one of our meetings, feel free. You can, you know, talk to us and also, you know, get a good feel for how business is done at staff council.
So we welcome all.
That's right. So let's jump into Campus Rec. What's going on with the Rec Center?
All right. Campus Rec is gearing up. So the first thing we want you to do is come get your calendar. So I know the most anticipated thing, our calendars are now available, the 2019-2020, and it is a one-stop shop information. So come by the Rec Center and pick that up. Along with, if you are not a member and you want to be a member, we're offering a two-week free membership card. So you can stop by and come test out the Rec Center. You know, let us just see what you want and, you know, communicate with the Rec Center.
Oh, you're going to love the Rec Center. If you've never been, it's my goat. LaShiga can attest. I'm over there like every day in my lunch break. It helps you clear your mind, get out there, get some exercise in. You're going to fall in love with the Rec Center if you just come over and check it out.
And I also want to plug in, I adore the classes there because I feel like they're so welcoming to people of every different level. You can just stop by and the trainers know what they're doing. They're nice, they're engaging. And it's one of those, if you've never taken a workout class in your life, try this one. This is a great place to start.
Don't be intimidated. Exactly. Right? Come in and enjoy yourself and get some exercise. That's awesome.
With that, you're talking about joining in into those things.
Absolutely.
Did you know that faculty and staff can participate in intramural sports?
I did not, actually. Okay. I did not know that. Really?
Yes. We highly encourage it. So all faculty and staff, all we want you to do is come out to one of our beginning fall sports. The first one, I believe, is kickball. And then we also have outdoor soccer. We ask that you just show up. There's no charge, no fee. Because the benefit is you interacting with our wonderful CSU students. So come get involved, faculty and staff.
That's awesome. I honestly did not know that. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. As long as I don't mind a bunch of over 25 people, you know, dunking on them or whatever. I can't dunk. That's a lie. Okay, so thank you, LaShiga. Ashley, you want to talk about the Creativity and Innovation Forum?
Yes, I would love to. So on August 6th and August 7th, we're going to have a lot of interesting presentations, speakers, and workshops coming to benefit faculty and staff. Just a couple of highlights from the August 6th level of the event, which is going to include over 30 topics. One is Yoga for Everyone, QEP Problem-Based Learning Workshop, Cougar Sports Preview, Making Google Work for You. There's an indoor picnic and resource fair. And also there's a session on the power of Gen Z, teaching about Earth for a sustainable future. Take time to manage time. And then another important thing, so did you know August is Sleep Month? So for our Wednesday, August 7th highlight, we have a keynote speaker, and the presentation is titled Making the Connection Between Sleep, Mental Health, Retention, and Academic Success with Roxanne Pritchard. So definitely you don't want to miss out on that.
I can get on board with Sleep Month. I like that.
I mean, who gets enough hours?
No one.
Come on. Everybody loves to sleep. There's no way that's going to be a bad presentation. Thanks, Ashley. Mike, what's going on over at Human Resources?
So, USG, we're starting off. They're going to have an audit coming up. And this started off on July 22nd. Yeah. So they're trying to keep costs and stuff down. So they're doing audits, guys. So you might get an email saying that they need to verify some information, that you might need to turn in some documents. It could be if you're married, you know, your marriage license, or with your dependents, your kids. You might have to bring some documentation in. So go in. Check that email, see what you need to bring in, and make sure you get those documents and stuff in, because they're trying to find ways and stuff to keep costs and stuff down.
I can't blame them for that. Let's cut costs.
You know, everybody, I think everybody has to go through this at one point or another at any job. So, don't be alarmed. Just follow directions and everything will be fine.
Yeah, please do. Make sure you follow those instructions. Get those documents in, guys.
All right. And what about the on-campus, the job fair?
Yeah, so we got a job fair that's scheduled for August the 15th. So it's part of the Welcome Week. So this is going to be a great opportunity to engage with current and incoming students on campus for employment. So space is free, but it's limited to the first 20 departments. So how you can get your space reserved, contact Lynn Rigsby Gonzalez. So it's be Rigsby Gonzalez _Lynn @ columbusstate.edu to register.
Awesome. That's always a good thing to have on campus as well. Thanks, Mike. Lashika, you want to talk about diversity?
Yeah, so along with activities that are happening during Welcome Week is the Interfaith Fair. That'll be at the Clock Tower on that Monday, August 12th from 11 to 1. And then also on Monday, August 19th, they're doing a pop-up random act of kindness. They'll be doing that at the Clock Tower in Rankin. And then further down in the month of August, they're going to do Welcome to My Bubble. I'm not sure what that entails, but I'm really interested, because people get a little too close in your bubble.
yeah, stay up out my bubble. Thanks, Lashika. So to wrap it up this month, I had a message sent to me from our sustainability committee and staff council about toner cartridges. So the general consensus is when the toner says it's low on your computer, you know, you print, it says, okay, toner's low, people automatically tend to switch them out as soon as it just says it's starting getting low. Well, according to our folks that are recycling them, it looks like more times than not, the toner's actually not empty, and you could still get away with a few more weeks, even a month or so of printing. So maybe try to stretch them a little further. I don't know. If when you see that warning, maybe let your coworkers know that, hey, I know it's low, but we recycle these, and most of the ones we recycle are like half full. So, you know, we don't know. I can't say, it's going to last two more months, but it might. You might get a few more weeks out of it. So maybe don't rush into changing those toner cartridges, and just let them be for a little bit longer, and, you know, maybe make a game out of it, see how long you can make it last. It's not like you don't have one. You can switch them out when it does wear out. Yeah. So.
I mean, in our department, it's got to be going from black to gray.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's completely about out.
There you go. See, we're
missing letters, right?
We're like that in the basement. It pretty much has to be on its last leg for we'll change it. But apparently there are some areas where they're recycling the toner cartridges and they're like half full. So just a message from our sustainability committee. Yes, and I think that about wraps it up for August. August is a busy month. Don't forget that school starts, which is the biggest thing. Obviously, campus is about to ramp back up, so everybody hold on tight and hang in there. And our last month's question of the to ponder was, what do fish drink? What do fish drink? Does anybody actually know? So the answer to our question is, I'm gonna pass to Ashley.
So the answer is that fish, they don't drink at all. Ah. They absorb water through their skin and gills in a process called osmosis, which is the flow of water across membranes from areas of low concentration of dissolved things, solutes, to areas of high concentration, which equalizes the concentrations in the two areas.
Dropping science bombs up in here.
Yep.
So,
love it.
So fish don't drink. So that now you know, fish don't drink. They just absorb it through their body and their skin and their scales. Yep. I mean, that's pretty cool. Lashika, what is our question to ponder for next month?
All right, here we go. Is it worse to fail at something or never attempt it in the first place?
Oh, that's deep.
That's deep and very dependent on the person, I think. I could see me answering that differently depending on what day of the week it is.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So y'all ponder that. Is it better? Is it better, you know, to fail at something or just not do it? I don't know. I don't know what I would say to that. Y'all think about it. Let me know at staffpod.columbusstate.edu or staffpod@columbusstate.edu. Email me your answers, and we will address that next month. So that's it for August. Don't forget, school starts.
It's here.
Students will be here at our doorsteps any minute. Until next time, I'm Stanley Jones.
I'm Lashika Thomas.
Mike Stewart.
Ashley Lee.
Thanks so much. We'll see you next month.